Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Hunfield. Batting third. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Roger Peckinpah. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Blankenship. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Blankenship. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting third. The left fielder, Zach Wheat. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting 7th. The right fielder, Walt French. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Howard Emke. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Howard Emke. And now, play ball. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a fly ball into right field. French settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield takes first base on ball four. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of French. Clancy reaches second base with a double. Hunfield moves to third. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk takes first base on ball four. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a fly ball towards center. Cobb catches it and throws to third to double up Clancy. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball four. Harry McCurdy now catching. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bishop. The throw from McCurdy and he is out, Hunfield applying the tag. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wheat. The throw from McCurdy and he is out, Peckinpah applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first, with M covering, for the out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Cobb. Blankenship reaches second base with a double. McCurdy goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cobb moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes bunts towards first. Clancy juggles the ball. That's an error on Clancy. Cobb scores. Cochran goes all the way around to score. Dykes moves to second. 2 runs are unearned. It's 2-1, Athletics. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French bunts, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a pop-up towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blankenship fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Hunfield takes first base on ball 4. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Falk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Clancy tags and moves to second. 2 outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0-for-1 in the game. Peckinpah hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a line drive into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a pop-up towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 0-for-1 in the game. Wheat hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCurdy hits a fly ball into right field. French settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. he's got one RBI. Blankenship hits a fly ball into right field. French settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cobb takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blankenship fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-2 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Hunfield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Emp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-1 in the game. French hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-1 in the game. Galloway hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emke is 0-for-1 in the game. Emke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward can't make a play. That's a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bishop hits a line drive into right field. Barrett picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Barrett. Emp moves to third. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he has a sacrifice fly. Falk hits a fly ball into right field. French settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0-for-2 in the game. Peckinpah hits a fly ball into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 0-for-2 in the game. Wheat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward strikes out. One out. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Blankenship hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-3 in the game. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-2 in the game. French bunts towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Dykes moves to third. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-2 in the game. Galloway bunts towards the mound. Blankenship fields it and throws to first for the out. Dykes scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Athletics. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Emke hits a pop-up towards short. Peckinpah settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Hunfield hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Cobb. Hunfield reaches second base with a double. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Clancy bunts towards the mound. Emke fields it and throws to first for the out. Hunfield moves to third. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. Falk strikes out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Barrett hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Cobb who is chasing the ball. Barrett reaches third base with a triple. Hunfield scores. It's White Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0-for-3 in the game. Peckinpah hits a fly ball into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hale bunts towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 0-for-3 in the game. Wheat hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Cobb hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Metzler. Cobb reaches second base with a double. Bishop scores. It's 4-3, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cochran for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop misplays the ball. That's an error on Bishop. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCurdy hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Nays pinch hits for Ted Blankenship. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays strikes out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ward. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Ward steals second. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-4 in the game. Metzler hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-4, White Sox. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-2 in the game. French strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox pinch hits for Chick Galloway. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler who is chasing the ball. Fox reaches third base with a triple. Eddie Collins pinch hits for Howard Emke. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's White Sox, 5, Athletics, 5. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by McCurdy for a passed ball. Collins moves to third. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Gray now pitching. Jimmy Dykes now playing shortstop. Jimmy Fox now playing first base. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Falk scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Falk for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Weed. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0-for-4 in the game. Peckinpah hits a pop-up towards short. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 0-for-4 in the game. Wheat hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Cobb strikes out. There goes Hale. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cochran is walked intentionally. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-4 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McCurdy hits a line drive towards third. Hale reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a fly ball into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-3 in the game. French hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Fox takes first base on ball four. Bill Lamar pinch hits for Sam Gray. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Bishop takes first base on ball four. Fox moves to second. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Lefty Grove now pitching. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and two walks. Hunfield hits a line drive into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Clancy hits a line drive into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 0-for-5 in the game. Wheat hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cobb for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cochran hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.